1 year ago, Hatice Cengiz's life changed forever. Things had been looking up for her. She was a Turkish academic completing her PhD and had just gotten engaged to the man she loved. That man was Jamal Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist who became the target of Saudi government operatives who murdered him. Last week, nearly a year on from that murder, the world's Shirin Jafari sat down with Cengiz in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Shirin joins us now here in our Boston studio. So we'll get to what Cengiz told you, Shirin, last week. But remind us, first of all, how this whole tragic story began.
Yeah, Marco. So first, let me take you back to last year, to the moment when Khadija Cengiz became witness to the disappearance of her fiancé.
That happened at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, as we'll recall, on October 2nd, 2018. Remind us why Khashoggi and Cengiz were there.
Cengiz is a Turkish citizen, and she was engaged to Jamal Khashoggi, who is a Saudi citizen, and he's also a U.S. green card holder. Cengiz and Khashoggi were planning their wedding, and as part of that, they needed some documents that they could only get from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. So Jamal Khashoggi books an appointment, and the two of them show up at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi tells Cengiz to wait for him outside, and he says he'll be back in a few minutes.
Right, but of course it was not a few minutes. Khashoggi does not come back.
Yeah, he never returned. And after some time, Cengiz finds out that her fiancé has been murdered and that his body has been dismembered and somehow disposed of. So that's how this young woman, who until a few days before was all excited about getting married to the love of her life, is suddenly thrown into an unimaginable situation. She's left in shock, wondering why her fiancé was so brutally murdered. This is what Cengiz told me through an interpreter.
Just imagine any ordinary person on the street is already moved by Jamal's murder, and I am the one who was in, you know, total unexpected shock. I can say I lost my joy of life to a great extent. And then I started to think, like, what could be more precious than Jamal's heart? And I lost him. And what could life bring to me that I could treasure more than him?
So, Marco, like I said, Cengiz finds herself at the center of this very high-profile murder case, which involves the Saudi government. The CIA comes to the conclusion that the Crown Prince himself ordered the killing of Khashoggi. The Crown Prince has taken responsibility for Khashoggi's death, but he denies that he ordered the killing.
A lot of countries sided with the conclusions of the CIA. What did Cengiz tell you about the response from the international community and specifically the response from the U.S.?
I asked Cengiz about this and she is very much disappointed.
Tabii sürecin de vermiş olduğu bir manevi ağırlık oldu. Sonuçta bizler robot değiliz yani hayatımıza devam edebilmemiz için manevi yanımızın da güçlü.
When Jamal's murder took place, some countries demonstrated their economic relations with Saudi Arabia as a pretext, or some said, oh, we have oil interests. Some said, no, we have, you know, weapon deals, etc. But a right to life of a person was violated. Then it's so sad to see that the world order cannot defend the right of a victim, a person who was, you know, assassinated.
Picking up on the role that other countries played in the aftermath, what is your reaction, response, your questions for the Trump administration?
Evet, burada biz aslında bulunarak bir mesaj veriyoruz.
By being here, I'm giving a message to the world leaders. It's been a year following Jamal's murder, there is no effective response given to this case. And the USA is not giving any response to this incident and trying to show some efforts in order not to reveal the details of this murder. It looks like the entire world agreed on silence and sealed their lips. The ones who are responsible should be held accountable, and they should not be allowed to do away with Jamal's murder. I think we all owe this to humanity.
And when she says the U.S. is not giving details of this murder, she is referring to the information that the CIA has about Jamal Khashoggi's murder, but is refusing to make public.
So a year on and still no closure for Khashoggi's fiance, Hatice Cengiz. And as she described, it's been a really long, difficult journey. I wonder what keeps her going.
She told me that given the fact that Jamal's body has never been found, it's been very hard for her to find any sort of closure. And as for what keeps her going...
Jamal'le beraber geçirdiğimiz anılar oldu. Onlara tutundum.
I held on to the memories that Jamal and I had built together.
Bir de annem ve kardeşlerimin verdiği destek. Bir de Jamal'in arkadaşlarından da destek.
Primarily my mother, my siblings and Jamal's friends. And secondly, my experience, you know, in the UK. And thirdly, I guess my creed in God Almighty, because without, you know, having such a belief in the fact that someday we all will be held accountable for our deeds and actions, I think I wouldn't be able to overcome this period.
Hatice Cengiz, thank you so much for your time.
You are welcome.
And the world, Shirin Jafari, thank you for bringing us this interview.
You're welcome, Marco.